On the parched banks of the Lumkwese River, deep in the heart of the African bush, Dick Barton, his body gripped with fever, lies at the threshold of death in a small tent.
Water, Jock. Must have water.
There's only a drop left, sir. Here.
More. More water. Get more water.
No can do, Captain. The river's run dry as a bone.
So hot.
I'll open up the flap a little, let some breeze in.
Shimbola Lumkwezi Meru.
Jock, who's that?
It's a medicine woman, sir.
Friend sick, take fever, go.
What's she saying?
She's brought something for the fever. I'm not sure I like the look of it. Pongs a bit as well.
Gotta be worth a try, old friend. I'm damn near a goner.
Oof. Lord love us, the cup is hotter than hell. I'll leave it outside to cool.
Running out of time, Jock. Sinking fast. Can't you blow on it or something?
Oh, God.
Oh, stop looking in your tissue. That's disgusting.
It's a straightforward mucus examination. There's nothing disgusting about it.
You're not standing where I'm standing. Here, try some of this.
What is it?
Liquidized tree bark, traditional remedy.
I don't want that. I want Lebsip.
Oh, stop being a baby. Come on, sit up and drink it. There's a village in the Atlas Mountains. They drink it all the time there. The average age is 92.
I don't want to be 92. I want to be dead. Oh, now.
The village elder is 110. Look, look, there's a picture of him on the packet.
God, look at the state of him.
Well, he's a very old man.
Look at him. His face is imploding.
He's got no teeth, has he? Give him a break, Richard. He's 110 years old.
Mind if I come in?
What?
How is he?
Truculent.
A lot.
Being a bit of a babby, is he? Always been the same. Had chicken pox when he was 12. You'd think it was bubonic plague where he carried on.
He is running quite a temperature, actually.
Think we should call a doctor?
I don't know. I think it's just flu.
Can't be too careful, though. Could be something serious. Life-threatening.
Hello?
Perhaps if we leave it a couple of hours, see how he's getting on.
Well, wouldn't do any harm to get a second opinion.
I'm a doctor.
Malaria starts off like the flu. Before you know it, there you are. Gone.
I got flu!
Crikey. What's that awful muck? Smells positively putrid.
It's tree bark, liquidized.
Jungle juice.
It's not jungle juice. I got it from the Whole Food Cooperative.
Funny. Came across something similar in Africa years ago. The Lumkwezi tribe used to boil up the bark from the bola bola tree, mix it with elephant spittle, and throw it down the hatch by the pint. The medicine woman was 102, by all accounts. Fit as a fiddle. Looked terrible, mind you. Teeth in a dreadful state. You could go into battle with breath like that. Mouth like a graveyard.
I'll stick to Lebsip.
So I said to Audrey, "Audrey, why don't you spend the day in bed?" She said, "I can't do that. I've got pigs to consider." Pigs is sensitive.
Another one, Colin.
Here, go on, then. I said, "Sensitive my backside. You'll be calling Samaritans next." Here, pigs on Prozac. There's a thought.
There's a thought.
That's right. Where was I?
Haven't a clue, Colin.
Oh, that's it. Anyway, Dr. Richards come down with the same thing, and he laid up in bed, poor bloke. And that's what I was coming to see.
What's that, then?
Well, thing is, guess who's looking after things till he's up and about again, eh? You'll never guess. Never in a million years. Go on, have a guess.
Dr. Willoughby.
How did you know that?
Oh, my dear Marge. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Can I help you, Doctor?
Oh, a large whiskey for a thirsty man, if you please. If there is a God, he is undoubtedly a Scotsman, wouldn't you say?
Never given it much thought.
Well, Colin Meadows, as I live and breathe. How's your good lady? Annie, Edie...
Audrey.
Lovely girl. Of course, I delivered your boy. What's his name? Justin...
Jason.
A little more ambrosia, if you will, Marge. Then I must await to minister to the sick. Tend my flock.
Well, I'm sure Dr. Barton will be back on his feet in no time at all.
Why, you can't be too sure with this type of influenza. There could be complications.
You know, Dr. Richard will pull through all right, don't you worry. Then you can get back to your well-earned retirement.
Retirement? Doctors never retire, Meadows. We are on call until we are carted off to the great celestial waiting room. Once a doctor, always a doctor.
Except when he's in the pub.
One more for the road, Marge, my love. And then I must bid you farewell.
Perhaps you ought to leave it, Dr. Willoughby. If you've got rounds to do in that.
My dear lady, I have been a country doctor for more years than I care to remember. I can spot a case of rubella at 40 paces. I know bellyache from botulism. I even rescued the manhood of some poor dimwit who managed to scythe off his own penis. And for what do I ask in return? The merest one for the road.
One more, then, for the road.
I thank you. Farewell. Farewell.
I never thought he'd show his face round these parts again, not after all that business.
Yeah, but that was all rumours and hearsay, see? No one had no proof nor nothing.
There's no smoke without fire, Colin, and that's what I say, proof or no proof. He still likes a drink and all. Fancy another?
Doctor.
Aha! You must be the lovely Mrs. Button, Percy Willoughby. Your servant. Steady the buff.
Careful. Are you all right?
Oh, never better, dear lady. Never better. Scuffed my foot on the step, that's all. Now, where's the patient?
He's upstairs. Upstairs and bad tempered.
Oh, I guess we medical folk never like being on the receiving end. Much prefer dishing it out. Stairs, you say?
Yes, there. Straight in front of you there.
Right, yeah. Lean on, Macduff.
Oh! All right.
Yes, yes. New shoes.
It's Dr. Willoughby.
Oh, Dr. Willoughby, come in, please. I appreciate you holding a fort like this.
Oh, absolutely. Pas de problème, dear boy. Oopsie-daisy. You don't mind me sitting down, do you? I suffer from heavy legs.
Oh, no, it's just my foot.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
You're sitting on it.
Oh! Pardonnez-moi. Righty-ho. Open wide. Say, nasty colour. There's something squirming about in there.
Look, there's no need for all this. I know exactly what's wrong with me. It's about a flu.
When would you young guns realise the value of a second opinion? Now, roll over. I need to examine your buttocks.
What? You will not?
I'll leave you to it.
No,
you don't want me hanging about. This is men's stuff. I'll make some tea. Back in a minute.
You haven't got anything to put in it, have you? Keep out the cold.
Dick Barton, weak and soaked with perspiration, lies powerless, his mind trapped in the strange netherworld that lies between reality and madness.
The elephants, Doc! The elephants are everywhere!
Have a drop of this, Captain. I'll cool you down.
Doc! The elephants!
Aye, sir.
Tell them to take their boots off. There's mud all over the place.
I'll tell them, sir. Not to worry.
Well, go on then, man. Tell them! Look at the carpet.
Right. Now then, you lot. Get those boots off, all of you.
African elephants. No manners. None at all. Well, don't just stand there. Do as you're told.
Oh, come on, Richard. Do as you're told.
No.
That stuff's been sitting there for 2 hours. It's not going to go away, you know?
Don't care.
Well, I'm sitting here until you drink it.
Could you close those blinds? The sun's in my eyes.
I'll close the blinds.
Oh, thank you.
When you've drunk it.
Oh, all right. Just give it here. No, hang on. You first.
All right, then. Here's to a long life.
And raging halitosis.
Oh. It's not bad, actually. Sort of, chocolatey.
Oh, I hate chocolate.
You love chocolate. You won't be able to taste it anyway.
Come on, hand it over. There. Satisfied, Nurse Ratchet?
Richard! Sally! Oh, my goodness.
What on earth's the matter?
That whatchamacallit, the jungle juice, that tree bark stuff.
What about it?
Has it been exposed to sunlight?
Oh, Dick, don't start.
Well, has it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I must know.
Dad?
Dick, what are you talking about?
The medicine woman. She told us afterwards. You can't leave it in the sun.
There's nothing on the packet about sunlight.
Dad? 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 Dad?
Oh, dear, what in blaze? What is it, Muffin?
Dad, I can see through the back of your head.
What?
Your brain is crystal transparent. The electrons pulsing like tadpoles.
What's the matter with him? Tadpoles? Tadpoles!
Oh, good heavens above. Stay exactly where you are, both of you. And I'm locking the door.
Tadpoles!
Dr. Willoughby, I've told you, we don't open again till 6. There's no exceptions to the rule.
Oh, commendably firm, my dear Marge. You're a very firm woman. Very firm.
So, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to get an hour's kip before opening time, all right? I've got a thumping headache I'd like to get rid of.
I have something here in my bag that can shift a thumping headache before you can say scotch and soda. If you'd allow me over your threshold, madam, I shall administer the powders.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, in return for one small... large Scotch, you can be the beneficiary of my miracle cure. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
All right, then. You better come in. Mind yourself.
Oh, no harm done. Stubbed my toe on the mat there, that's all.
We haven't got a mat. Here, one large Scotch. Now, where's this miracle cure of yours?
Just what the doctor ordered. Now then, open wide. See, that seems to be all in order. Everything all right around the back?
Round the back?
How can I put it? Your bottom, Marge. How's your bottom?
I knew it was right what they said about you. Out. Now. Go on. Out.
Oh, fear not, fear not. I shan't be needing to look at it. Just describe it to me.
Come on, come on.
Jock Anderson.
Jock, thank God you're there.
Commander, what is it? What's wrong?
Listen to me. Remember that time in Africa when I had the fever?
Aye, sir.
The medicine woman gave me that concoction, remember? Got rid of the fever, but sent me up the pole a bit.
Oh, I remember it well, sir. You were away with the fairies for a while. Just as well she had the antidote.
That's right, Jock. The antidote. What was it?
Oh, it was a good few years back, Commander. I'd have to give it some thought.
No time for that now. If we don't find that antidote, Richard and Sally are going to be prime candidates for the funny farm.
You mean the tech? Oh, my God, Father.
Just think, man. For God's sake, what was it?
Hang on a moment. It'll be in the filing system. You file everything. It's bound to be there.
Of course. The filing system back at HQ. You're a genius, Jock. Right, I'm coming up to London.
Right, you are, Commander. Do you want me to meet you there at the flat?
Yes, good man. I'll jump in the Jag. Be there as soon as I can. Oh, saints preserve us. I'll phone Colin before I go. Need to find a babysitter.
Colin Meadows speaking. Commander! What, now? Oh, blimey, don't like the sounds of that. Sounds like they've gone a bit mad-like. Here, my Audrey does a fantastic lemongrass poultice for them. Has gone a bit mad-like. Do you want me to... All right, suit yourself.
Can I help you?
Hello, my dear. We'd like a word with Dr. Adebeale. Is the boss at home at all?
It's Adebeale. Adebeale.
Yes, that's right. Is he in?
He is not.
Can you tell us when he'll be back?
Look, who are you people?
Never mind about all that, young lady. We are here to see Dr. Adebeale.
I am Dr. Adebeale. Now, who are you and what do you want?
I wouldn't have taken you for a doctor. I mean, you're,
I'm what?
And you look far too young.
I'm closing the door now.
Oh, no. Please, doctor, we seem to have got off on the wrong foot here.
Have you trained at all?
Yes, I've trained, and I can do joined-up writing. Goodbye!
No, sorry. I do beg your pardon. Rude of me. We're in a bit of a flap, you see. I'm Dick Barton, commander, retired, and this is Jock Anderson, retired. I'm the owner, your landlord, I suppose.
I've never heard of you. Who are the agents, then? Tell me that.
Oh, I don't know. Hallidays, Honeywells, Hell's Bells or something.
Hallywells. If you'd give them a ring, Doctor, I'm sure they'll vouch for us.
I see. You'd better wait here. I'll check.
Ruddy cheek. Damned if I'm going to be left standing on my own doorstep. Where's my keys?
Perhaps I should hang on a wee while, eh, sir?
Suppose you're right, old friend. Got to keep a cool head.
Okay, that's settled. So what can I do for you?
Well, we could do with having a rummage in the loft, if you don't mind.
Come on in. I wish you luck. There's an awful lot of stuff up there. Tea chests, papers, dust.
Filing system, you see. Got to have a filing system.
I'll get the ladders down. I hope you don't mind me being nosy, but what are you after, exactly?
Information. Vital information.
I'm intrigued.
It's an antidote we're after. A cure.
That's a point. You may be able to help.
I doubt it.
You're a doctor, aren't you? And you come from around there?
Around where?
Africa, my girl. The Dark Continent.
Mr. Barton, the Dark Continent, as you like to call it, covers over 30 million square kilometres. Coming from around there could mean anywhere between Senegal and Swaziland. And another thing, I'm a doctor of philosophy. I don't do cures.
Don't be afraid, Colin. Join us. Leap into the void.
Boy, not leaping nowhere. Just you come down from there, Sally, and close that window behind you.
The energy force draws us into the void, where we can break free of our physical selves.
I don't know about breaking free. You'll break your bloody neck if you jump off there. Now just stop all this nonsense and come off that window ledge.
Goodbye, then, Colin.
See you in the void.
No, hang on. Don't jump. I am coming with you. I just need to, that's it, get down. I'll have to phone Audrey.
Will she come with us into the void?
Oh, yes. She's always saying I never take her anywhere. I'll just stay there. I won't be a second.
Time is meaningless.
Forever is just one beat of a butterfly's wing.
That's right. Back in a minute. Hello, Audrey. Listen. I want you to do something for me. It's urgent. What time is tea, then? Well, I don't know, do I? I'm stuck here at the minute. Of course I like shepherd's pie. Audrey, this is important. Well, stick it in the microwave, then. About time we had it out the box. Audrey, this is an emergency. Find Dr. Willoughby.
I said the red file, you chump. This is pink.
That's red, Commander. Can you not see?
Commander?
This should be filed under B. It's in the wrong system.
Do you know that tree you mentioned?
For goodness sake, man. B. B for blockhead.
I think I found something.
There. It's right under your nose, see?
This is P, not B. And it's orange anyway, not red. We need more lighting here.
It says here that it's supposed to sunlight.
Careful.
The liquidized bark.
Watch out. Watch out.
Becomes a powerful hallucinogen.
Oh, for pity's sake, man. Now look what you've done.
I didn't do a thing.
Are you two all right up there?
Yes, not to worry. Jock's knocked one of the filing cabinets over.
I never touched a ruddy filing cabinet.
Well, in a china shop.
Unless the antidote is taken within 24 hours of consumption, you go totally and irretrievably... bonkers.
Now you see why we're having such a how-do-you-do, Doctor.
What's going on? What have you got there?
Myths, magic and medicine. Traditional African cures and remedies. Been using it as a doorstop. According to this, the remedy's quite straightforward. The fruit from the Bola Bola is squeezed and administered by mouth. A complete and rapid recovery follows.
The fruit, of course. But where in blazes are we going to find the fruit from the Bola Bola? That sort of thing doesn't grow on trees, you know.
You're right, Commander. I hadn't thought of that.
We'd have to ship the wretched stuff halfway across the globe. And that just isn't the time.
There's a Waitrose round the corner.
Oh, what's this?
You hurt yourself?
Oh, fear not. No damage done. Cat got under her feet.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh, Meadows, my dear man, what are you doing here?
My...
Who put that there?
Couldn't you have got one that goes in a straight line? Oh, for God's sake, Jock, it's heading for the meat counter. Damn thing's got a mind of its own.
Excuse me, young lady. You wouldn't have to stalk bowl of fruit, would you?
Bowl of what? Don't think so. Darren!
What?
These two gents want a bowl of... What was it?
Bowl of fruit.
Bowl of fruit.
Oh, what sort of fruit?
Oh, no, listen to me, you silly chump. Bowl of fruit.
Bowl of fruit. Now, where have I seen that?
Well...
Hang on, give us a minute for a second.
Think, boy, think!
Got it. Follow me.
Island Paradise, an exotic blend of fruit juices from the third world. I hope this will do the trick.
At $2.99 a carton, it'd ruddy well better do the trick.
Contains pawpaw, guava, papaya, and bowl of fruit. Oh, maybe a slim chance, sir, but it's the only one we've got.
Well, we wouldn't have had any chance at all, Jock, if it wasn't for that young laddie back there.
Oh, no! I can't believe it!
Oh, what's the matter?
We've been clamped, sir.
But what are you talking about? I've been parking here for years.
I know, but look, it's permit holders only.
A permit to park my car? I'll be needing a chitty to visit the lavatory next.
Hey, guys!
Oh, hello, Doctor.
Any joy with the bola bola?
Well, we thought we were in luck, aye, but they've gone and clamped the commander's jag.
It will be a while before they come and take that off.
And a while is exactly what we haven't got. Time's running out.
Why don't I drive you?
You? Oh, no, my dear, no, we couldn't possibly.
Why not? I was only going to mark some papers. Heidegger and the death of the positivist construct. I'd rather be grooving down the motorway and listening to Nirvana.
Are you sure now, Doctor? I would certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely sure. One of you will have to squash in the back, though. It's a two-seater. Okay, gentlemen, hop in.
Well, look, I can't get in the back. Not with my knees.
I'm bigger than you are, Commander. I'll have nowhere to put my feet.
All set, guys.
Hold on. There. I'm in.
One feather thing. I drive fast.
Oh, my God, fathers. Steady now, Doctor.
I took delivery last week. Isn't she a beauty?
She's a bit of a monster, Dr. Addy Bealey. Are you sure you can manage?
Trust me, I'm a doctor of philosophy.
Meanwhile, back in Appledon, Richard and Sally Barton, driven to the very edge of dementia by a single cup of herbal tea, cling to sanity by the merest gossamer thread.
Dr. Richard, Sally, will have you open this door?
Have all the maggots gone?
Yes, they've all gone. Now open the door.
Has Pythagoras arrived yet?
Yes, he's in the kitchen. Why don't you come down and have a word with him?
We can't open the door of perception. The maggots will eat our brains.
Oh, I can't keep this up much longer, Dr. Willoughby. Dr. Willoughby!
A small incision and the cleft between the...
Dr. Willoughby!
Where then?
You two still there? Hello?
Hello, Colin.
Pythagoras is here, and he'd like a word. Can he come in?
Oh, there you are.
You're not Pythagoras.
Dr. Willoughby's here to have a bit of a look at you.
Where's Pythagoras?
Oh, bugger Pythagoras. Just sit quiet and do as you're told.
Oh, you don't mind if I sit on the bed. Heavy legs. How is everything in the backyard department?
Now, don't you start all that.
What's she got here? A liqueur?
It's the elixir of all knowledge.
Here, don't touch that. Leave it!
Chocolatey.
Oh, let's turn it.
Hello, Audrey? Audrey, listen. Will I have to have it cold then, won't I? Listen to me, it's urgent. I want you to pop round with summer.
Left. It's left and sharp right.
Left and what?
Sharp right.
Great Scott, woman, you almost had us through the head.
Nice one.
It's here on the left, Doctor. Up the driveway.
Who in blazes is that? What's he playing at?
Orifice.
It's not got a stitch on, sir.
What in God's name does he think he's doing?
I've not the foggiest, Commander. But it looks damned uncomfortable.
That, philosophically speaking, is called disappearing up your own...
Yes, quite. Look away, Dr. Adebili. It's not a pretty sight. You better go and see to him, Jock. Might need an ambulance if he's not careful.
He's going to need a plumber if he carries on like that. You there! Cover yourself up, man. There's ladies present.
We'd best get inside, Doctor. Administer this antidote. Richard, Sally, Colin, anyone there?
Hello there.
Hello, Dad. Saw you arrive out of the window. Where's the jack?
Had the damn thing clamped up in town. Dr. Adebili here kindly offered to drive us.
I think Sal's making some tea. Do you fancy a cup?
That would be lovely, thank you.
Wait a minute. What the devil's going on? You're supposed to be mad.
Oh, we sorted all that out, Commander. No problemo.
Yes, Audrey's lemongrass poultice.
Hello, Dick. Where's the jag? Oh, hello.
Fran Adebili, nice to meet you.
Do you? Sorry, place is in such a mess. Things have been a bit mad around here.
Lemongrass poultice? I've spent nearly £20 on ruddy fruit juice. Had the car clamped to boot. And who is that maniac in the drive? He's dancing around Starkers.
Oh, that's old Willoughby. He finished off that herbal, whatchamacallit, sent him a bit mad-like.
Ripped off all his clubber and disappeared into the night.
Quick on his feet, considering old Willoughby.
I managed to throw a jacket round his shoulders, but he was away to the woods there.
We phoned the police. They'll pick him up before long. Panic over.
That's right. And I knew my Audrey's lemongrass poultice to do the trick. We had this blind sheepdog called Wally. He went a bit mad night on account he could hear those sheep, but he couldn't see the bleeders.
Richard,
yes, Dad?
That lemongrass poultice. Any good for verbal diarrhea?
That dog was ecstatic. Dashed out in the road. Cop run over. Well, that's by the by.
Richard Barton, General Practitioner, was written by Lol Mason. Richard was played by Robert Bathurst, with Murray Watson as Dick and Julian Dutton as Young Dick and Colin Meadows. Matilda Ziegler was Sally and Ian Cuthbertson was Jock. Joss Ackland played Dr. Willoughby, Adjoa Ando was Dr. Fran Adebile, and Carolyn Jones was Marge. The producer was Joe Clegg.